May the 9th. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's all boys all the time today. Jennifer is at jury duty. Start off the early with jury duty, aren't they?
Doing her, I think she's sleeping in preparation for her jury duty.
So you can tell the judge, Your Honor, I'm sorry, I'm a well-known radio person, and I have bad feelings about everything.
Okay. Yeah, she will just get up there and say, I'm in talk radio.
Uh-huh.
Guilty.
Guilty!
Boom. Actually, I did that once, and I was the chairman of the...
The foreman of the jury.
All right, let's see what's going on. By the way, congratulations, Rich.
Thank you. Why?
You have given me an ulcer.
Oh.
Nice working with you.
Hey, you know, I've worked years to achieve this.
And you've done a nice job of it, yes.
And I'm glad I could help.
Yesterday's test proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am under stress working in these horrible conditions. What are you doing to me?
You know.
Uh-huh.
I figure if you can't beat them, join them. So you might as well be in the club.
Well, thankfully, my club isn't as bad as your club was. That's a couple of months of taking really horrible stuff, and it's fine. It heals itself right up. Big money
does.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It goes. You just fix it. That's all.
It's a hole in your stomach, right?
It is, in fact. Yes. Brought about by having a lot of... things gurgling around in the air. Doctor says, how much stress are you under, Mr. Steffen?
No, not much at all. Me?
I said, well,
happy-go-lucky Doug Steffen.
Happy-lucky-go... Yeah, all right, exactly. Let's see. Which do we want to pick one of these? My love life. My radio program. My farm.
Take your pick, Doc.
Pick one. At least it doesn't... My children... are not in that. Okay, anyway, whatever it is, it's fine. Most of you have maladies from time to time in your life, and you overcome them. And it does sound like I'm most of the time pretty happy-go-lucky guy, because I am. I'm a very fortunate human being, and have nothing to complain about. Do I have problems? Yep. Do you have problems? Yep. Do you deal with them? If you're smart... You do. You figure out what they are, and
you and I have the
move through them.
The ability to be able to just take life and let it slide off of us like Teflon.
Yeah,
and keep moving.
Well,
forward.
Well, maybe not. Just to not have it show.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. I mean, I sleep well. Yeah. Most of the time, and there are some things that have bothered me the last couple of 3 years. This is not. I actually was surprised when he did tell me that it was an ulcer because I didn't. And there are pictures. That's they give you. Before we get to the news, I'll just tell you the story quickly. Yesterday, many of you heard me tell the story, and we were laughing about it, of me taking all that horrible stuff that cleans you out so that when you have a colonoscopy, they have, you know, the pure thing to look at. And so I was not only having a colonoscopy, but because I've had just a miserable winter in terms of how I felt in terms of my gastrointestinal system, and Jennifer would be happy to attest to that by listening to me. And what you don't hear most of the time, once in a while, one I think creeps in, but nobody knows what it is the amount of gas that's created by having these, you know...
Ding, ding, fill her up, sir.
That's a way of looking at it, I guess. So anyway... I finally was just tired of it. I've taken this and that, and I don't like antibiotics, but I even took them, and other things that were natural to kind of calm things down in my system. And it did calm them down, but I still didn't feel right. There was something that just, you know, I know I'm a very fortunate guy. I have wonderful health. Haven't, until I got sick in February from the bad food, I've been sick for 25 years. Yeah, a little bit of a sniffle here or there, a reaction or something, but nothing that really knocked me out. You couldn't remember the last time I wasn't on the air until that day in February, Richie, right? It was just
you lose your voice here and there.
Well, the voice thing, yeah. But that's not sick. It's just
right. And you poison yourself at least once a year by eating old bad food.
Meredith got me out of that. I've pretty much cleaned all that stuff out and have much more of it on my mind than I used to. Anyway, so the decision was made to have it was time anyway. It had been 10 years since I had a colonoscopy, and at this point, and when you're over 50, you really do need to get it done with some regularity, depending on the history of your family. So I got that scheduled, and then he said, what's the problem with your gut? And I said, how do I know? That's your job. And I said it, we were sort of smiling and laughing. Yeah. And I said, okay, well, we'll check it from both ends. So when I was sitting in the bed yesterday in the hospital, he takes out this tube with a little television camera on the end of it, and it just looks like a small piece of black rubber hose. And they stick that. Well, you don't know it, because 5 minutes after you take your clothes off and they put you in the bed, I know hundreds, thousands of you have had this experience, they give you a little, they stick an IV needle in you, and you're gone.
Yeah. Out. You're out.
Zingo. And it seems like, I mean, you don't know where time goes. 2.5 hours later, you're awakened, and there's pictures waiting there for you, and the doctor says, this is what the story is, and he said, you're nice and pink on the lower end, and you may want to do something about what's on your upper end. And there's little black holes in the stomach lining because of the acidity, and part of it has to do with if you've never done a pH on your saliva or your urine, you ought to do that, because if you have a pH that's lower than 6.4, you need to get alkalinity into your system. And I haven't been doing a good job of monitoring that as part of it. But it didn't come, it didn't surface. Actually, I should be thankful of getting as sick as I did, because the ulcer's been working in there for a while.
Sure.
And so probably the last year or so, there's been a little bit of an upset in there that was created by, again, the sort of stressful things that we all have to encounter in our lives, some of us more than others. And so you have things, have a lot of homeopathic things that I'll take that will not cover it up, but just heal it. And then you watch what you eat. I mean, I've been having a horrible time eating things, and I couldn't understand why these Sherry's berries, you know, the stuff that we've been talking about for Mother's Day.
Love them.
I had Meredith got me a box of them for Valentine's Day, and I hadn't really seen them before, and they're great. And then we've now been advertising the last couple of weeks, and they sent me some more of them, and I'm having them, and they're not good. It's not that they weren't good. It's that I wasn't doing a good job with them for whatever the reason. So anyway, I guess the word to the wise here in terms of how you deal the bulletin is that, first of all, when you don't feel well, find somebody you trust and take care of it. Get it examined. Figure it out. We hear these calls. If you listen to the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronos that I do live every Saturday morning from 7 until 9 Eastern time, you listen to these people who call who are completely clueless about their responsibility and what really is going on in the body. That is your responsibility, and it's number one, unless you don't want to live a long, happy, healthy life. And if you're given the opportunity to be here, why would you want to do that?
Here's the way I state it to my wife now. How old do you want to live to see our kids be?
Mm-hmm. That's it. I want to see my kids be, kids are 30s and 40s, and right. I want them to be, you know, the last breath I take, I want to hear the two of them laughing. Not at the fact that I'm leaving.
Right, yeah. You know the best part of getting a colonoscopy?
What's that, Richie?
Is watching the guy walk into the room in the full rubber suit and the welder's mask.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. What is this guy prepping for?
What in the world's come over you?
Okay, so
boom,
anyway.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, let's talk about Sherry's Berries. Mother's Day. Mother's Day is Sunday. What have you done for your mother?
Why are we still talking about Sherry's Berries?
Why?
You can still get them delivered
today.
At
you
this
can
date?
Yes, you can go to berries.com, Richie, put the order in, get them tomorrow.
Really?
Yes, you can.
Wow.
Talk about your mom and ideas. You know what? There are a lot of people we haven't really mentioned this week, as we've talked about Sherry's Berries and Mother's Day. Grandmothers, single moms, wives, even girlfriends. This is something that is very special. And so yesterday I gave you the opportunity, but it was only for one day because I couldn't put it together for the last day, the flowers and the berries together. Hopefully those of you who hadn't done anything took care of it, took advantage of that. It was a great deal. This is a great deal, too. If you have been completely irresponsible and have not taken care of what is the most important part of the weekend, what's going on moms-wise, here's the unique way, these giant freshly dipped strawberries that I was talking about, Sherry's Berries, available now when you go to berries, berries.com, or you can dial 866-FRUIT02. to order the berries. But berries.com makes it a little bit easier for you because you can keep track of the order that way. I just print it out after you do all of the work. There's a mic in the upper right-hand corner of the order. You can use my code GOODDAY to get the best deal of the day. $19.99, 40% savings. Double the berries for $10, and you pay shipping. Now, listen, because the day before you waited this long, it's going to cost you a couple of bucks to get the stuff shipped. That doesn't take away from the value, unless you're just a cheap son of a gun, and you don't want to give your mother the best, so you buy her some wilted, lousy flowers. What do you think's going to be left for flowers tomorrow and Sunday? What do you think? What do you think your choice is going to be like? I was at a farm yesterday out in... before I went in, day before yesterday, I was in Central Mass. These folks want me to put some cows of mine on their pasture land. But they're doing a cut flower business. And they just built themselves a cool cold storage room, a cooler. And in the cooler were some of the most beautiful flowers that I have seen for ages and ages. The things that are around now, tulips, beautiful thing. And the point is that she had them all spoken for. They were all going to be picked up. Every single, there were hundreds of these bouquets in there with these local flowers that she'd grown. A hundred, they're all spoken for. You think you're going to find anything of value? If you wait till tomorrow, you're nuts. Don't be a moroni. That could be the tagline for Sherry's Berries, Richie. Don't be a moroni.
We'll get right into their marketing department.
Yeah, berries. They'll be happy to hear this.
Yeah.
Berries.com, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner, type in good day, and get the great, great benefit of having the expertise these people have developed around how preserving the strawberries and dipping them in these chocolates really hits the mark. Your mom will love it. Berries.com, BERRIES, berries.com. Use my code GOODDAY.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Listening to the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington, well known to all the Good Day folks. Happy to have him along, as is Ken Kessler, who monitors your social input, social media, Facebook.com and Twitter at Good Day, 21 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Morning train pulling into the station, or maybe better yet, pulling out of the station on its way to your destination for work. Sheena Easton was number one during this week in 1981 with this song. Crank it up, Richie Reed, please. I kind of like this song. There's a happiness to this.
Yeah, it's got a nice little spunky beat.
Yeah, very good way of putting it. All right, time now for the reflection of last night's hosts from the late night shows. I haven't because we had late town meeting. I was actually up when these things started, and I listened to some of these and thought that Letterman looks like he's just put it on autopilot for the rest of
the watched. I've picked him up twice in the past couple of months.
Yeah.
There's just nothing there. He's just doing time.
Yep, just showing up. Okay, anyway, I'd like to show up for 25
minutes.
He's
mad.
He's always been angry.
No. He's been angry for a while.
It's been a few years, but I mean, he's pissed at the world, man.
All right. Well, let's start with him, Richie, and then you can do Conan O'Brien's outtake and Jimmy Fallon from The Tonight Show and Seth Meyers. But if you want to start with Letterman, that's fine.
Okay. I got a quarterly book that contains a summary of surveys, and according to the most recent survey, scientists and doctors agree now from research, a human being cannot fake laughter. You can't fake laughter. You're either really laughing because it's funny, or you're not laughing because it's not funny. Some people will try to fake laughter. I just want to tell you, I'm not picky. I'll take whatever you got. Yeah,
not all right. Yeah, that was real funny. Let's do them in order, Richie. Conan, then Fallon, then Myers.
Mother's Day almost here. You guys ready? You got your plan for your moms? You take care of your moms, all right? You got the flowers ordered and all that? Here's the news, okay? You're probably wondering, what's the most popular Mother's Day gift? Well, according to a study, let's just pretend you wanted to know that. This is true. According to a study, the most common present given on Mother's Day is a gift card for a massage.
Really?
Yeah. It's the perfect gift for the mother who wants to be touched by anyone but your dad. Hey, a little TV gossip here, you guys. It's rumored that Katie Couric might return to the Today Show for a few months to fill in for Savannah Guthrie when she goes on maternity leave. Because where else could you find another co-host, said Al, Natalie, Lester, Tamron, Willie, Carson, Dylan, Kathy Lee, and Hoda. Where else could you find it? Some of this fill in. I also saw that NBC has paid over $7 billion to broadcast the Olympics through 2032.
Wow.
Half of the $7 billion will be spent on advertising, and the rest will be spent on Visine for Bob Costas. And the situation in Ukraine continues, and now NATO is disputing Russian President Vladimir Putin's claims that he withdrew forces from the Ukraine border, while Putin is disputing claims that Ukraine's border actually exists. All I see is Russia, baby.
All the way.
See, I think he's copying Fallon a little bit. I don't think they need to go into those voices because they don't really sound that good. Just do it and let it lay, whatever it is that you're working on. Just let it go to the audience and let them absorb it. I don't know that you have...
Seth Meyers from SNL, though, has been the news guy.
Yeah.
So he's going to go to that kind of stuff there. Yeah.
But he doesn't have to... The news guy a voice. Johnny Carson never did that kind of stuff. He just told a joke and looked at the audience and waited for them to
Carson's
react.
Carson's timing was classic.
Yeah, it really was.
His ability to just deliver the joke and then just sit there and wait for you.
And that's part of the naturalness of it all. I think these other guys, although Fallon has the potential to be sort of just natural, the other guys work at it. It's like a job for them to try to be funny. That's at least my overview. Whatever you think, help yourself. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, what are their thoughts on Professor Pete Cadiz's number one best-selling book on inequality in America?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. What do you think about the data and the arguments of Professor Piketty's best-selling book, Capital, on the level of inequality in America?
Some of the criticism of it that is calling it Marxist is absurd, because Piketty actually argues the opposite of Marx, not that entrenched wealth self-destructs, but that it self-perpetuates. I think the concern here is that as this wealth income distribution mounts, it's going to turn into wealth maldistribution, in the sense that there will be vast inherited fortunes that will increasingly earn more and more money, because capital is earning more money than work is. It's getting a greater return.
Well, my understanding is, you know, he marshals all this really awesome data by putting together these data sets in ways that haven't been done before, showing, you know, trends over the last 100 years or so. And then he gets to a prediction at the end, which is that we'll continue to have low growth for 100 years. I don't think this country has a huge problem of inherited wealth. Bill Gates didn't inherit his money. You know, neither did Warren Buffett. Neither do all these hedge fund guys who, up to this point, have been the main villains in the 1% argument.
That was your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy
same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Listen, Rich, you don't hate anything. Life is too short. That's too bad. That'll give you an ulcer. That kind of thing.
Pop quizzes give me an ulcer. That's really, what gives me an ulcer.
The eighth grade teacher gave you a pop quiz on social studies?
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm barely awake on a Tuesday.
By Monday. I used to give the quizzes on Monday. That's why
I would have had to leave your class.
Popular teacher in school. Friday, the 9th of May, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Kenny, what's going on in our social media, the facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter with the items of interest this week when we survey the stories that seem to have gotten the most attention. Still people talking about Donald Sterling to a certain extent, not very much. I saw last night, I told you I stayed awake, and I saw Kobe Bryant on with Jimmy Kimmel, and Kimmel doing his usual kiss up to whomever is a star in Los Angeles so he can get a free pass to go in and watch the Lakers play or whatever it is that he's apt to be doing. Anyway, and Kobe Bryant's never been somebody, I'm not a big fan of him as a human being, never mind as a basketball player. I think he's
You sit here and you watch this whole thing with Sterling and the NBA and the racist comments.
Yeah.
And, hey, we all support this guy getting his franchise taken away from him. He should not own an NBA team.
Well, I don't know if I even agree with that.
You know what? If you own a business where you employ 80% of a minority,
black, and you're a jerk about it,
within that business, you should probably be yanked. But yet, they'll let a rapist still be a superstar on one of their teams.
Right, and that's why I don't like Kobe Bryant.
Right.
I have no use for the man whatsoever. And so he's talking a little about Donald Sterling and his pal fouls that are on the Lakers. Like, again, he's some sort of, there's an esteem that goes with him because he's a basketball player and makes a lot of money. And yet, as Richie just pointed out, you took the words out of my mouth. Look at what this guy has done with his life, his personal life. And so you could say, well, do you mix the two up? And then maybe you might say to me that I was a hypocrite because I don't like Kobe Bryant getting the attention he does because, well, he still can play basketball, even though he's a rapist. So therefore, right. Going back to the argument that I made that you sort of discounted by saying that somebody like Sterling should have his basketball team taken away from him, I don't agree with that at all. If Kobe Bryant didn't have his career taken away from him because he raped somebody,
no, I'm with you there.
Then why does Donald Sterling lose his team? Because he's a bigot and a racist.
I think that if the NBA takes a racist out of their organization to protect itself,
why didn't they kill Kobe Bryant for life?
So I guess you're probably right. Maybe we should work it backwards. If they don't take the rapist out, why should they take the racist
exactly.
out?
Exactly. Right. All right. So, Kenny, having said that, by the way, did you get the note on that, Kenny? Rich agrees with Doug. Write the date down and the time, please. Just for the heck of it. All right. So what do we have working in terms of our big issues this week from our friends at Take Time? Thank you very much, by the way, to express yourself because we use a lot of this information. We're all about opinion as well as the things that are happening. So what do we have happening at Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show?
A couple of comments about Donald Sterling, since we were just talking about him. Jay says, is there any word on whether Sterling is filing a lawsuit against the NBA? This
yes.
will all end up costing them in the long run.
Oh, yes. It's even better.
Yeah.
His wife
lawsuits.
Is going to be the one. She says, I'm not giving up my 50%.
Mm-mm.
I'm not the one who said anything. He is. Yeah. I'm the innocent ex-spouse here,
mm-hmm.
so she's going to fight it all the way.
Yeah. No, they won't. They're not going to. It'll be, if they are able to get the team away from this guy, it'll be years before they do that.
They may be able to get it away from him, but they won't be able to get it away from her, and she's already admitted, listen, just bring in another management partner,
mm-hmm.
and they can run the team.
My son.
That would be very possible.
Uh-huh.
I'm not giving up my half.
There you go. Stick to your guns,
and the soap opera continues.
All right, what else you got, Kenny?
Jones says that letting Shelly Sterling stay with the team shows how disingenuous Sterling's punishment was.
Okay.
Well, if they let her. Why? That's not been decided.
Yeah. I think you got a lot of lawsuits here. Whole lot of lawsuits. Okay, what else?
And Hans says, the entire fiasco is an absurdity. Everyone touts the First Amendment. Suddenly someone disparages a minority, and freedom of speech is out the window. Absolutely ludicrous.
Okay, so that brings us around to another item that we haven't spent much time on here on the program this week. Condoleezza Rice withdrew from a speech that she was to give at the commencement of Rutgers. So I'm thinking about this, as I heard it the other day. This is, by the way, brought about by some professors who got some students riled up because she was in the administration during the Iraq War. Well, many of us who have a brain don't like the idea or didn't like the idea of going to Iraq in the first place. However, and I have never been a big fan of Condoleezza Rice's because I don't know. I just, she's very smart.
She's good, incredibly smart.
President of some college someplace. As far as what her value was, I guess we can dispute it. All right. Having said that, the woman has an incredible amount of experience. She is, as Richie just suggested, incredibly smart. And a very interesting comment on society would certainly come from her during any commencement address.
Mm.
So, to have professors basically intimidate their students, which is how I read what went on. If you heard the story, not only did they say that, and this was, by the way, started by just a couple of profs. It wasn't like it was a whole faculty. A couple of profs started this, and then it sort of worked its way around. And so what, I guess I think back to my days at Heidelberg, or maybe you all think about where you went to school if you have a post-secondary degree. and think about what it was like to be in college. I loved it because I could say what I wanted to say in an atmosphere where what I was thinking, even if it was wrong, and most of the time it was at that age, was accepted, or at least discussed, or at least examined. What the heck has happened to free expression at colleges, among any other place? Big schools, small schools, isn't that supposed to be part of the atmosphere at a college, to be able to have free expression? Yeah, so these guys can express themselves, absolutely. Students, absolutely. We don't want to go to Condoleezza Rice, so you don't go. You know, what was happening, there are some of the emails, if you follow this trail, the intimidation.
Is it private or prof school?
Rutgers is private.
Okay.
Doesn't mean, well, you're saying if it's a public school, it's different.
Well, coming off of the heels of our conversation about the Clippers,
yep.
That's a private organization. The NBA is a private organization, and they have the right to do whatever they want.
Yep.
UCLA would be a public school.
Yeah.
Rutgers is a private school. So is there a difference in what they can or cannot do based on their organization? Position, they can run it the way they want.
Yeah, but if you drill down into this, Richie, and see the numbers of people who were involved, this is a couple of profs got it started, and not a whole lot of students. But the students who were involved now say they're showing, some of the students are showing email around, feeling that they were intimidated because the professors were sending email to their students, you ought to take part in this rally, that sort of thing. And at the end of the semester, you're getting a grade, and you think, well, my prof says I should show up. So maybe I should show up because I want a good grade.
Well, hey, listen, the argument has been for years that there is a left-wing base.
Well, it's more prominent now, I think.
In the, academia, and is anybody surprised by this?
Well, it's just something to point out. And I have we don't have access to grind politically here. I'll tell you what I think.
No, I mean, that's just the argument.
But the argument is, right. And there's something to be said for that.
And then when you have professors going out and sending emails like this, it kind of supports the argument, doesn't it?
Last night, Charlie Rose had on Mrs. Cheney.
Delfire.
Lynn Cheney. And they're going to remake that, though, I think.
Yeah, right? They are.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Mrs. Cheney's got a new book. And Charlie Rose gets her into talking about her husband and what he was like. And she said she didn't like him. He was a jerk, a know-it-all, and wasted his potential when he was younger. Having said that, they started talking a little about the Condoleezza Rice thing and something that happened to Dick Cheney when, during the Iraq War, he was invited to speak, apparently, at Mrs. Cheney's alma mater. And all of the faculty members at that school, when Cheney got up to speak, got out of their chairs and turned their backs on him, and stood that way during the commencement address. Well, okay, so that didn't keep him from speaking. And you all know, listening to me, I'm no fan of Dick Cheney's, but the guy has something to say. He's got extraordinary experience.
Yeah.
And so, students can learn or hear of these experiences. And he, to his credit, didn't cave. And so he delivered his address with all these profs standing up with their back. And I would think that the students would think after a while, okay, this is a little serious. This is a little silly. It goes too far. But there are all kinds of things like this that go on in academia, and I guess elsewhere, but more in academia. And it's okay as long as people can say what they're there to say. And by the way, there are people who wanted to hear Condoleezza Rice. There are people who wanted to hear Cheney. There are people who want to hear Obama go speak at whatever commencement address he's going to. Those people ought to be able to hear what it is that the folks that they're there to listen to have to say. And then, you do your protest. I remember, like it was yesterday, Gloria Allred, God love her, when I was the vice president of the National Association of Talk Hosts, we had a convention in Houston, and we were giving the Freedom of Speech Award for the group to Gordon Liddy. You remember this story, Richie?
Sure.
Gordon Liddy, I had never met him before, because the guy who was president of the association was sick, Gene Burns, I became sort of the guy that ran the convention and put pieces together to make it all run smoothly. And we were at the Houston, I think we were at the, no, we were at the Space Center, I was going to say the Astro, we were at the Space Center. in their big hall there. And so Liddy's going to get the Freedom of Speech Award. Gloria's outside with these 4 by 4 foot placards. And the news media, of course, is all there because she called them.
You're right.
And had them come. So there's cameras everywhere, people stopping, getting out of their cars, wondering what in the world's going on. There were hundreds, and hundreds of people who were there to witness her protest with a few other hosts and some of her friends who came to give it to Liddy because he was a bad guy because he broke into Watergate.
A felon. Yeah.
How can we do this? At that time, Liddy was quite an accomplished talk host, and as I said, I'd never met him before, but I spent a half an hour with him before we went out to get the award, because I had to sort of put him someplace to get him away from all of this. Well, not so much him, because he's great in that environment.
He does not care about
but
that.
But his son was with him and his wife, and he didn't want to have all that. So we talked for a while, and we got a kick out of what Gloria was doing, because you could see it on the monitor in this room where we were from outside. But did that keep the event from happening? No. Actually, what it did was add to the value of the event. And I would dare say that in this circumstance, if you had Condoleezza Rice there and didn't like what she had to say, maybe there's a way of questioning or coming up with something that's respectful so you can exchange ideas. The students really learn from hearing both sides. The problem with our country today, if I may say so, is just this sort of thing. You want to know why things are as polarized as they are? Why it is that when Benghazi comes up, all the Democrats go one way and the Republicans go another way? It's because we have no tolerance. We've allowed ourselves to get into this no-tolerance zone so that we can't discuss the Iraq
war.
You
can make the argument that we have more conversation now about issues than ever before, because before
it's
on the news...
It's one-sided.
Well, before on the news, they just delivered us the impartial news.
Yeah.
Now we have MSNBC on this side, Fox on this
side,
and bloggers on this side, bloggers on that side.
Uh-huh.
So you really have to dig deep to kind of find out where the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Right.
And so, you know, it makes you dig around a little
bit.
The problem is the people who don't dig.
Right. And they listen just to Fox, or they listen just to MSNBC.
Exactly.
And they don't really get the news at all. They get a slant that is unfair and unbalanced, and therefore they don't really know what is taking place. So I have just, in a perfect world, fixed all of our problems in the past 60 seconds.
Well done.
Aren't you thankful that you're here? You're welcome, gentlemen. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit GEICO.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. For more quality moments along the way, because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Aristotle is responsible for our thought for the day today, Richie.
Yeah, what did he say?
He who has overcome his fears will truly be free. And I can't imagine anything that has more validity to it than that thought. So, word to the wise, think about that.
There were guys like him in prison back then for saying things they were saying.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, let's get to Tech Talk time now on Good Day. First, we start with Shelley Palmer, who has some information for you about Sony's Evolution User Interface, the UI smartphone that could help new smartphone users like me figure out their phone better. I'm listening to this with you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on special remote displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Safe responsibly.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. If you've ever tried to teach someone how to use their first smartphone, you know how frustrating it can be. It's hard to resist the urge to rip the smartphone away and show them how it's done. This may be a thing of the past thanks to Sony's Evolution UI. Evolution is an intentionally hobbled Android launcher that makes you perform basic tasks before you can use the device. When you start up a phone with Evolution for the first time, you only have access to your dialer, text messages, browser, and camera. To unlock more apps and features, you need to earn them. Want to check out your app launcher? Quickly open and close 5 apps in a row. Right now, Evolution is just a research project with no timetable for release. If it ever makes it to market, it would only make sense for users who've never held a smartphone or tablet in their hands. For everyone else, it would be incredibly frustrating. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
New findings suggest the vast majority of Americans underestimate their risk of becoming disabled. It's Disability Insurance Awareness Month, and the question is, are you financially prepared to be unexpectedly off the job? Brian Osich has some more for you to think about here.
Although employers are making disability insurance coverage available to their employees, a new report from Prudential Group Insurance finds many of those on the job are not taking them up on the offer. Prudential's Bob Patience.
The Disability Insurance Beyond Paycheck Protection Report finds both long-term and short-term disability insurance programs are on the rise. However, only 28% of employees say their ability to replace earnings due to being out of work as a result of a disability is very good.
In support of Disability Insurance Awareness Month, Prudential is highlighting the Council for Disability Awareness's 5 steps.
Complete an income expense review to get a clear picture of how your money is coming in and going out. Second, assess the sources of income you would have, like employer sick pay. Third, explore employer-offered or individual disability insurance options that could fill any loss of income. Fourth, maintain a healthy lifestyle to help avoid disability. Finally, develop a plan in case you're faced with disability, then update it annually.
For more, visit Prudential.com/benefitsmatter. That's Newsbreak from Prudential.
Sort of a retro back to earlier this week. There probably haven't been more inquiries from anybody about anything other than our BuzzBox coffee opportunity for you to get a free bag, a pound of coffee, by either going to DougStefan.com and clicking on the BuzzBox coffee box, the orange box there, and getting the free coffee, or calling 866-456-7805. So a word to the wise, as they say. Speaking of that, if you're wise, you have this weekend in focus for your mom or that special woman in your life. We're celebrating the women who has tried her best to help provide smooth sailing through the years for you, even in the roughest terrain. So here's an idea that will let this lady you're thinking about strut her stuff while hitting the road.
For many, moms are the motor or driving force behind the family, and often her car doubles as a mom taxi, shuttling kids to and from school, baseball practice, and dance rehearsals, many times leaving a mess behind. General Motors' James Bell says that's why this weekend is the perfect time to show mom your appreciation.
Surprise her with a car wash on Mother's Day. Start by cleaning the inside of her car. Remove any toys, books, or DVDs. This also includes smelly soccer cleats or week-old French fries. Vacuum the car's interior and give the exterior a good washing so it shines on Mom's special day.
Bell says there are a few other inexpensive ways to improve Mom's ride.
Change her windshield wipers and get her car's filters replaced. This can help prevent problems she didn't even know she had. Then add some finishing touches. Place an air freshener inside, make her a driving playlist, and fill up her gas tank. You can even leave a card on the front seat with a Jiffy Lube gift certificate inside for future maintenance.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
There you go, Richie. Get out. That is a good idea.
I'm going to do that.
From the Good Idea Department, there are 3 good ideas for Mother's Day. Berries.com, BuzzBox Coffee, or get your mother's car detailed. All of those 3 are good ideas. BuzzBox Coffee, get a free pound of coffee for your mother at DougStefan.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.